Welcome to the Live Well, Live Long, Stay Well, Stay Strong in Isolation program. Karina with you this week as we explore topics to support your health and well-being through the COVID-19 pandemic. This time we will be looking at staying well and staying positive and ways of coping with coronavirus for older Australians. Most of the information that I'm talking about today has been taken from the Beyond Blue website. Physical distancing and isolating yourself from others in the age of COVID-19 is creating new and unique challenges, particularly for older Australians. Here's some ideas about how to look after yourself while you navigate that journey. While it's every Australian's responsibility to practice physical distancing as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to unfold, older Australians have also been advised to stay home wherever possible. That means you're probably already in self-isolation, a situation that requires being physically separated from loved ones and perhaps feeling as if your life and day-to-day routine have been abruptly turned upside down. For older people living by themselves who depend on visits from friends and family for company, this sense of isolation will even be more keenly felt. Understanding being isolated may cause boredom, frustration, and even fear or anxiety. Fortunately, there are some strategies you can use to help stay well and feel positive as we ride out the pandemic. Social connections are not only essential for mental health and well-being, they can also help us cope in stressful situations. Humans are social animals. We crave connection. As we spend more time in our homes, cut off from friends and family in a bid to stop the spread of the virus, the lack of physical touch can be mentally challenging. For people who live alone especially, this extended lack of contact may be particularly tough. But just because we're physically distant from each other doesn't mean we can't still be emotionally close. Maintaining a regular human connection is more important than ever as we navigate these difficult times. Psychologist Sabina Reed said that while we spend time at home in self-isolation, it's vital that we schedule in regular catch-ups, online or on the phone. To counter the loss of comfort that comes from hugs and physical closeness, she recommends putting time in your diary every day to speak to someone you care about. Touch is such a rich source of affirmation, security, safety and being seen for a lot of us. But there are other ways to manifest and nurture that without physical touch in the light of the crisis that we're in, she's quoted as saying. We can underestimate sometimes the comfort that phone contact can bring. You can still feel a sense of connection and closeness, even if it's not face to face. So staying in touch with friends and family, including grandchildren, can be as simple as picking up the phone. But video call systems such as Skype and FaceTime can be really helpful too. They allow for face-to-face catch-ups from a distance. If you need some help using this kind of technology, consider signing up to Be Connected, a free online learning program designed to help older Australians connect digitally. It is understandable that you might feel fearful about becoming unwell at the moment, and whatever you're feeling, know that that's okay. However, instead of imagining worst-case scenarios, try to keep things in perspective and remember that this situation is temporary. When things feel uncertain and beyond our control, instead of allowing your mind to spend too much time pondering the what-ifs question, it can help to focus on the actions and things in your life that you are within your control. Even though your daily routine may have temporarily changed, how you fill your day and what you spend your time doing is still within your control. And while it's natural to think about the activities you can't do, make a conscious effort to focus on what you can do. It's important to remember that by isolating yourself and using social distancing, if you need to leave home, you're being proactive and taking precautions. Try to only consume news updates and information about the pandemic from accurate, reliable sources and consider limiting how much time you spend on social media if you're someone that uses it, as you can become overexposed to negative and sensationalized coverage. Instead, stay busy doing things you enjoy, whether that's gardening, reading, listening to podcasts or watching television. Making sure your days have structure, even though your usual visits and away from home activities have been put on hold for now, this can help provide a sense of normality and purpose. Scheduled tasks like cleaning and doing the laundry, making appointments to catch up with people from a distance and spend time on activities that you like to give yourself a daily routine. It's really important to maintain a healthy lifestyle, so focus on eating a healthy diet, getting better sleep, and doing some regular physical activity, whether that's going for a walk around your garden, if you have one, or finding a way to exercise at home. Special measures including additional opening hours have been introduced at major supermarkets to help older Australians get access to the supplies they need, or you can ask friends and family to pick up shopping for you. Older Australians can also access short-term home support services, including meals, in an emergency without having to have an aged care assessment. Speak with a local home care provider about accessing this support if you need it. With so much uncertainty around us, being conscious of relaxing will give your body a chance to settle and readjust to a calm state. Relax in whatever way works for you, bearing in mind that you can have active relaxation strategies such as meditation and mindfulness, as well as breathing exercise, muscle relaxation and guided visualization. These are particularly effective and can even help you manage some of the symptoms of anxiety. Learning to relax can take more practice, but the more you practice, the more helpful you'll find the techniques you choose to use. Remembering that if you're interested in information on the coronavirus, then make sure you are getting reliable, correct information. Visit the coronavirus.tas.gov.au or the Australian Government website. And if you need assistance, please remember that you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636 or at any time speak with your GP. Thanks for listening to today's session. For more information about the program, please call 61662350 or go to Clarence or Glenorchy City Council's website. Hobart FM, supporting our community.